You're listening to a feed of the Association of Music Podcasting at musicpodcasting.org.
In 2009, Irk went to the dark side and became a music podcaster. He discovered a wide, wide selection of music, apart from Dozy Do by Julie the Band. It's now 2010, and Irk comes down the pipe and into your ears, bigger, stronger and faster. Every Friday, it's Irk FM time. Now here's your host of Irk FM from Channel Irk, here's Irk.
G'day, I'm Irk, and welcome to episode 65 of Irk FM. Irk FM is my music podcast and is a part of Channel Irk. For more information, go to www.irkfm.com. As you know, if you are a regular listener, Irk FM comes down the pipe and into your ears at the end of each week, but on Tuesdays is interview day. And so this episode is coming to you down the pipe and into your ears on Tuesday. And we have a special guest on the line from England. We have Steph from Trip Hazard. G'day, Steph. How are you?
Hi, I'm not too bad, Joe.
I'm doing super. Absolutely love your accent. Got to say that up front.
It's all right.
So whereabouts in the UK are you from originally?
I'm from Liverpool. If you can't tell that already.
Sometimes, being Australian, I have some problems absolutely narrowing it down, especially if someone's moved around, but it's all good anyway. Apart from all these music shows that I listen to and the music that I listen to, most of my experience listening to UK accents comes from the TV series The Bill.
All right.
So you understand where I'm coming from. So tell us a bit about how Trip Hazard started, but I believe Trip Hazard wasn't the original name.
No, the original name quite a long time ago was Hegenemy, but obviously people couldn't pronounce that too well, so that soon changed to Trip Hazard. We formed when we all went to high school together. I was originally a solo artist, and then further down the line, I decided I wanted to get a band together. So me and my sister got in the band, and then two twin brothers, Paul and Mark, and that made Trip Hazard.
Awesome. So you've been together for how long now?
Over 5 years now.
And it must really be interesting and also beneficial to have your sister on board as part of the band.
Yeah, keeps it all in the family, keeps it all easier as well to keep on track of.
And so, who does what in the band? Just run through for those of us who aren't as familiar as the band as you are. Who does what?
I'm the lead vocalist. My sister plays keys and does backing vocals. Mark plays guitar and does backing vocals, and Paul plays drums.
Awesome. And so, are you the main songwriter as well?
I write all the lyrics and the melodies, and the rest of the guys write the music, so it's quite evenly split, yeah.
And that's one thing that I'm interested in. When it comes down to writing an idea for a song, how do you get your ideas?
For lyrics, I guess it's like life experiences, but the last song we wrote, what we did is just threw in a load of different sentences, arranged them in a certain way, and then made them into a song, and it worked quite well. So everything else is based on life experience, but that time is a little bit random. But it worked well.
So sometimes do you just get together and go, okay, we need some new songs. Do you just sort of get together and have a big brainstorming session?
Yeah. Well, what we do is just kind of write your song to what direction, whether we want a lively song, a slower song, and then we get the music together and then put the vocals on top of that. But it usually works quite well that way.
And so what sort of music do you love playing?
Well, our own genre, really. I prefer to play, like, more upbeat things that you can dance around to. I think it's safe to say Jenny, my sister, prefers like a slower song, like a ballad. And I think the two other guys are just happy with whatever, really.
So why don't we give our listeners a bit of an example of what Trip Hazard could do? I'll let you pick a song. Why don't you introduce a song for us?
The first song then to be played would be Stop, Rewind, Fast Forward. We've got a video to that, and you should check it out on YouTube.
Wow, that was Stop, Rewind and Fast Forward. How did that song come about?
I'm trying to think. No, we wrote it quite a while ago. It's kind of about going out on a night out, having a few drinks, having a good time. And one of the lines is, it was the best night of my life. So it's just a pretty upbeat and happy song.
Cool. So if you're just, you know, walking around, doing it, whatever it is that you do when you're not performing, do you sometimes just get a bit of inspiration and think, you know, I've got to write that down?
Yeah, definitely. My phone comes into use on that one. If I think about anything, everything gets jotted in my phone as a message and then gets pulled out when it's songwriting time.
I've always wondered about that, because apart from musicians, I've also spoken to authors, people who write books and that sort of thing. And it's funny that some people, they'll be asleep at 3 o'clock in the morning and they'll have an idea. Some of them will do something about it. Some of them won't. What would you do if you had a great idea when you're asleep for a song? Would you wake up straight away and jot it down on the phone?
Yeah, probably. If I thought about something, yeah. I guess I would. If my eyes opened wide enough to kind of wake my phone. But I'd probably remember it, to be honest.
You know, it's interesting. Sometimes I get a reaction that people actually have a notepad by the bed so they can write that sort of thing down. Some people have those sort of ideas when they're in traffic, and, you know, that could be a little bit harder. Who are you guys? Sorry, go ahead.
Yeah, I think I kind of think about more things when I'm awake. I think I sleep too heavy to actually think about anything else but sleeping. So I'd say I'm quite a day writer, if that's the word.
No, that's cool. So who are Trip Hazard musically influenced by?
We're all influenced by different people. I'd say I was influenced by No Doubt, Blondie, a few new artists, maybe a little bit. I've just come out that are more dancey. Jenny's more influenced by people like Fiona Rappel, Regina Spektor, people like that. And then the twins, Mark and Paul, they're more influenced by, I'd say, like Blink-182, kind of the punk genre. But now they're progressing more to 80s dance, which is pretty cool.
No, that's quite cool. I'm surprised, although then again, you're only a young band, you might not, but being from Liverpool, everyone would say the Beatles.
Yeah, but I guess it's a generic thing to say. obviously, we are influenced by the Beatles, like I guess everyone in Liverpool is, but I don't know, I thought I'd give you something that wasn't as generic as everyone else would give you.
No, it's funny because when it comes to websites, what I do on the show is, you know, I'll mention some influences, say people have got an idea who the people sound like. And you'll be surprised, even by younger artists, how much the Beatles are mentioned.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, totally. Obviously, they kind of started the whole music scene and changed it, and it did shift. So I guess everyone's influenced from that. And they did write really good music as well. So I'd say they are an underlying influence, yeah.
So have you released any EPs or any albums as yet?
Yeah, we've released an EP called Fake Up. It's available to download off iTunes. We released that quite a while ago now, so hopefully we're going to be getting back in the studios this year and getting new material together to release, hopefully by the end of 2010, but these things can take time.
So tell us a little bit about the studio process. You guys all get together and, I presume, do your bits separately. Is that the way that it usually works for you guys?
Yeah, I mean, what we usually do is like what's called a scratch track. So we all play together in a live scenario, so to speak, kind of get the tempo, get the vibe. And if anything needs going over or re-recording, we'll do it on top of that. Because we tend to find if we play separately, it tends to slow the tempo down. It doesn't get the right atmosphere. So we just do it all together. And then any bits that need kind of re-editing, we'll go back and go over that.
Now, you mentioned playing live, and that's one thing that I want to get onto now. How good is it for you to play live?
For me personally, I think it's the best part. Especially when you get like a room that's ram-packed full of people, they're all listening to your music and dancing. But obviously, the other part in writing the music and practicing and kind of the experience you have within a band is good. But definitely live performance is my favourite.
And so what sort of venues do you perform at? I'm obviously not as familiar as you are in relation to the live music scene over there.
Well, we've played up and down the country pretty much everywhere, but I guess one place that you will know is The Cavern in Liverpool, a place where the Beatles have played. We've played at The Cavern, which was really good, and we've played like after-show parties for bands like Franz Ferdinand as well. That was in London, which is pretty cool. But we've played pretty much everywhere.
So how do you physically and mentally prepare for a gig? If you are, let's say hypothetically, you've got a gig on a Friday night, how do you prepare for that?
Honestly, I don't really think too much about it. We just turn up, do our sound check, and then go on when it's our time. I don't think too much about it, in all honesty. I think the less you think about it, the less nervous you are, and then you just go on and do your thing.
So let's hear another track. And this time I think we'll go with just another number.
Yeah, that's cool.
Just Another Number by Trip Hazard, and joining me from Trip Hazard is their lead vocalist, Steph. What was the story behind Just Another Number, the song we just heard?
Just Another Number is kind of a vague story, in all honesty. As the title suggests, it's kind of just another number. There's not too much to tell behind it, in all honesty.
So we were talking before the song about live performances. Do you have a set list each time, or do you vary it up?
Well, recently what we've done is the last band practice we had was yesterday. I used to go on stage and kind of do it spontaneously and just pick whatever song felt right to play, but it was a bit confusing for the other guys. So yesterday we've compiled our list, and then we'll have our set track list for every time we play, which will make it easier to change settings on the keyboards and things like that.
because it's quite easy for you, because you know what you're about to sing. But as you said, with things like keyboards and possibly even the guitar, things do have to change. So that's good. Do you have a favourite song that you love performing live above any of the others?
Stop, Rewind, Fast Forward's a bit of a favourite, but we've wrote a new song called Can't Stop This Feeling. We've not performed it that many times live. We're still kind of getting to grips with it and getting the feeling with it when we're playing it to audiences, but I think once we get to grips with it, that's going to be really good live.
And I presume that the crowd also love that song as well?
Yeah, totally. It's quite upbeat, quite dancey, and everyone likes that kind of music. The scene's kind of shifting in that direction, so it goes down well.
So that's cool. So how have things such as MySpace and... Are you guys on Facebook as well, or just MySpace at the moment?
Yeah, we're on Facebook as well, yeah. And MySpace as well, obviously. The MySpace page has been on there for absolute years, so people generally try and go to the MySpace page rather than the Facebook, but if you want to visit our Facebook page and become a fan, that would be fabulous.
I'll put a link in the show notes, but how has things like MySpace and Facebook, and I also see you're on Twitter as well, how does that help you interact with the fans and attract more people?
It's like our main source of communication with everybody, in all honesty. It's enabled people to listen to our music, see our videos, see what we're doing, people to become a fan, communicate with us, find out when our gigs are. I think, to be honest, it's helped us a lot, especially being an unsigned artist as well.
So I have to ask this question. Do you guys do other things apart from being Trip Hazard? Because there's a lot of bands, and you guys may be included, who are trying to do this around full-time work. It's not your day job yet.
No, it's not our day job. We're all students at the moment at university. Me and Mark graduate this year, and Paul and Jenny graduate next year.
So is that the ultimate aim, to be able to perform full-time? Is that the aim?
I'd love to do that, definitely, yeah. That would be the ultimate aim, to be a full-time band member. It sounds pretty cool as well. So hopefully when we graduate, maybe that'll be so.
That would be quite cool. So what is the best way to get a hold of you guys? I will put a link in the show notes, of course.
The best way to get hold of us is Facebook or MySpace. We've got a website at the moment as well, triphazardmusic.com, and also Twitter as well. All forms, you will get to us.
I do have to say that Trip Hazard is an awesome name, and it's a lot better than the original. Have you ever thought of getting the little logo that you have, like on the signs of the wet floor of the guy tripping? Have you ever thought of that?
We've thought about it, but we decided to go with the exclamation mark. We thought it had kind of more of an impact, and I'm guessing that the man tripping over is going to be copyrighted.
Yeah. Copyright's always an issue, isn't it? Doesn't matter what you do.
Yeah, totally.
So thanks, Steph, for joining us. To take us out, we'll finish with another song. What song would you like to hear to finish?
The last song is The Tumbleweed Hour, and thank you for having me.
No worries. What's The Tumbleweed Hour about? That's the new one?
Yeah, it's a pretty new song. That's a song about me being in an awful job. I'm being pretty bored, so hence the tumbleweed hour, when no one's there, and it's an actually dire moment.
Awesome. So thanks, Steph, and here are Trip Hazard.
Trying to You have been listening to a Channel IRC production. Channel IRC and all five podcasts are licensed under a Creative Commons non-commercial, non-derivative, share-alike license registered in Australia. Music is used with direct permission or under agreements with various music providers. All rights to the music contained within remains with the original rights holder. Some sound effects are sourced from the Free Sound Project under Creative Commons. For more information about Channel IRC, go to www.channelirc.com.